I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You probably don't think a whole lot about snakes, turtles, snails, and salamanders, but all of those critters are critical to the West Virginia wildlife system in one way or another. And now there are regulations in place to protect them. We'll tell you a little more about why those were needed in a moment. Reptiles and amphibians for many years were largely underprotected by state poaching laws. That was until a few years ago when the DNR and the legislature realized there was a problem.
And so it's always been illegal to collect and sell wildlife, whether it's a mammal or a reptile or an amphibian or anything like that. It's illegal to sell them. But there is a market for these animals. And so we established regulations that allow for the responsible use and appreciation of the animals without impacting their populations and also protecting them from commercial collection.
That's Kiernan O'Malley of the West Virginia DNR. Black market poachers have made West Virginia their supply destination, with laws more lax than neighboring states and right in the heart of the Appalachian Mountains.
We've had, reptile violations, folks collecting box turtles and wood turtles and things like that, and selling them over the internet or through other means, and that's all the black market. And in some states, it is legal to harvest and sell reptiles or amphibians legally, but in West Virginia, it's not.
But the new laws have closed down a lot of that, and in many ways, raised the awareness and caused more of the poachers to curb their behavior.
We get reports quite a bit, and you know, people are aware of the regulations. We get questions about it, and we get reports of people, you know, still trying to come in to collect things. But there's enough awareness. I don't know how much, what percentage of the poachers we're getting, but we are receiving more and more reports of this, and we're able to follow up on them successfully.
Two key points he wants to leave us with.
Some animals, like the salamanders, are also listed in the fishing regulations. Any amphibian, like salamanders and frogs, are also, there are regulations that govern their use that are also covered by the West Virginia fishing regulations. So you can find those. And there's a season for collecting them, and there's a certain number that you can possess. And the one important thing, I guess a highlight of this that really I think is effective in deterring poaching is that non-residents are not allowed to possess any reptiles.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.